Blog Talk Radio.
But a dollar and a pocket full of dreams, and I'll need a palm reader for you to tell me what it means. It's been a long road, it's been a long road, but I keep walking till I wear the shoes off my feet, because I am a dream catcher. A dream catcher, I'll never let it get away from me. Yeah, I don't need much, I don't need all the silver and gold. I've been through the rain and I've been through the storm. And if I keep it up, I hope I can win a Grammy someday.
You heard Dreamcatcher by Layla Capri. This is your host, Sasha Marina. Thank you so much for tuning into the Sasha Marina Show today. And today is Monday. And every Monday, as you know, we have our segment, That's the Newbie, with Robert Alfonso Hidalgo. Without further ado, my brother's here with me, and he's just going to tell you what's happening behind the Hollywood scenes.
Hi, everyone. So this week has been, like, a bit slow, but there's been pretty big things being happening this week. I think I should probably start with that The Rock, or Dwayne Johnson, has been sort of rumored. I mean, he's already confirmed that he's going to play a character in the DC Universe. I don't know if it's going to be in Batman versus Superman. I don't know what he's going to play. If maybe he might be playing... one of the biggest things is that he might be playing the Jon Stewart Green Lantern. So that would mean that Ryan Reynolds is not coming back to play Hal Jordan, that Green Lantern. Which, I mean, I never saw the newest Green Lantern, the Green Lantern movie. I heard it was terrible, very, very bad. So it was just crap. So I'm like, okay, I didn't see it. I don't know if it's Jon Stewart one, but I always thought the Jon Stewart Green Lantern is completely, definitely, he's just awesome. So I don't know if The Rock is the right choice, but I like him sort of. We'll see. We'll have to see. Maybe he's going to play Green Lantern whatsoever. I don't know. I was kind of hoping for somebody like Idris Elba just Idris Elba, definitely him. I can't think of anybody else who play the Jon Stewart Green Lantern besides him. He's just great.
What
Nothing.
Nothing? All that we know is nothing?
No, that was just like a rumor going around that it was going to be Idris Elba or Denzel Washington to play Lex Luthor. But then a new one that Joaquin Phoenix is being no, I don't know what it is. It's nothing. It's just rumors, okay? This is just him being, he's going to play a role in Batman versus Superman. We don't know what it is. But we're just, people are guessing here, and yeah, Joaquin Phoenix, I think, would make a pretty good Lex Luthor. I don't know about The Rock making a good Green Lantern. I don't know. I reserve judgment. Maybe he's not even playing him. We'll find out.
You know, there's a lot of situations with characters and actual people that really get justice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can see The Rock with an incredible Hulk. I don't think he's going to be anything else. He can't even be the naturally.
Skinny nerd.
Exactly. So he can't even do that. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, some sort of Marvel news. As of, I think, January 1st, the first official photo of Guardians of the Galaxy has been released. If nobody knows who Guardians of the Galaxy is, it's a movie coming out this year, starring Chris Pratt, Bradley Cooper, Vin Diesel, Batista, the guy from, you know, that wrestling stuff. And what looks like to be Green Rihanna. She's playing some sort of alien. I forget. I never really did much research on this movie, but I just know it's going to be pretty awesome. And the first official photo is released, and it kind of looks like they're just standing, getting all their mugshots in line or something. That's what it kind of looks like. But it looks, all the characters look pretty decent. Everyone looks awesome. And I'm pretty excited to see that. You know, Bradley Cooper is doing a voice for a raccoon. Has guns and shoots stuff. So yeah, that's pretty cool. And for some reason, I feel as if the raccoon would have a British accent. Like that would make sense. Like, the raccoon would have a British accent, and he'd have like a rocket launcher and shoot people. I mean, I don't know. This is just me. This is what I think would be. I never read the Guardians of the Galaxy comics or even read anything about them, so I wouldn't know. And on top of that, in comics, you can't really tell if somebody has an accent whatsoever. You can't. Sometimes, but really difficult. So some more space news. Star Wars news. Star Wars. So if some of you didn't know, Star Wars is having some spinoffs starting 2015 when Star Wars Episode 7 comes out. There's going to be a Star Wars movie released every year. And the first movie after Star Wars 7, it looks like it'll be the Han Solo Origins movie, which is just Han Solo when he was much younger. So most likely we'll see something like that. That'll probably be the first one. And then there's also Boba Fett. Boba Fett first like appeared in Empire Strikes Back. He's just a bounty hunter, probably one of the most badass characters ever, and we can barely see him. I think we've seen him for a total of less than 5 minutes, 6 minutes, the whole Star Wars series, and yet everyone loved him. And then we saw him as well in Attack of the Clones as a younger child, Jango Fett, which is his father, which is actually just him. While Boba Fett is a clone of Jango Fett, and Jango Fett, you know, raised him as his own child, even though he was just a clone. But, yeah, he then becomes Boba Fett, a bounty hunter, and possibly the script is being written by Lawrence Kasdan, who is writing Episode 7 and who wrote Empire Strikes Back. Apparently, Empire Strikes Back, like the most famous Star Wars movie of all time, the best one, too. But there is this director, his name is John Schnipp. He's the one who released this. He's the one that said that Lawrence Kasdan is the one writing it. And he's not one to make rumors and none of them be true. Usually he says, you know, everything he says is, he's not bullshitting you. He's saying that everything is true. He is like, he's a character designer, voice actor, director on this show called Metal Apocalypse, whatever, Apocalypse, good word. It's a show on Adult Swim, and as well as Aqua Teen Hunger Force. He was involved with all of those. And he, in a recent interview, just said that one of the Star Wars spinoffs is Boba Fett. He says it is, I know for a fact. He said that he won't reveal his source, like, ever, but it is written by Lawrence Kasdan, which is pretty big news. Dan did write the fan-favorite Star Wars movie. I mean, personally, not me. I preferred Return of the Jedi, but everyone thinks Empire Strikes Back is the best Star Wars movie. So, yeah, there you have it. He's possibly writing the Boba Fett spinoff. Yeah, I don't have much to say on that. I mean, I do like Boba Fett. I think he's a fine person to choose to write the story. Maybe it'd be better if it'd be like one of the authors who wrote the Boba Fett books or the whole Bounty Hunter books.
I don't know. I'm totally oblivious to the subject, but then again, that's why you're not in.
Yeah.
I don't know, you've been into a comic lately. What's, I mean, is anybody familiar with trying to talk about that?
Oh, yeah, I just started reading the Ultimate Universe. I mean, I already read the Spider-Man. I've been keeping up with that, but I started to read everything else. And it looks like everyone's going to die. Yeah, the Ultimate Universe is just, everyone dies. People die everywhere. Like, everyone you think would never die, dies. Yeah, they just die. They're killed somehow, and prepare yourself if you ever decide to read that. But anyways, moving on to some Fast and the Furious stuff. Fast and the Furious 7, you know, with the death of Paul Walker and everything, apparently they're not going to kill him off in the movie. They will retire Paul Walker's Brian O'Connor. I don't know what the hell that means, but it doesn't mean kill him. And that's what they said. It will retire, not kill Paul Walker's Brian O'Connor.
Okay.
So I don't know how they're going to do that. And
is it true that his brother Cody Walker is taking in place? Or,
I have no idea. I have no idea. That was all rumors. Everything here is rumors except this. They're not going to kill him. And they don't want a death also. If they would kill him, it would have to be in some sort of car crash or something like that. They don't want it to resemble something like what really happened, you know? That would be terrible. But, yeah, that's it. That's the news for that. I really have no idea what they would do with it. Maybe he decides to, like, just go away with his wife and child somehow. I really don't know. I don't know what they filmed. I don't know if it makes any sense with what they're going to do, but maybe they're going to do it somehow. So we'll find out about that. So, anyways, this is some interesting news. Anybody familiar with the movies Friday?
Yeah, isn't that coming out this year?
No, it's right along the one you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
That looks terrible. But anyways, Friday, then next Friday, and then Friday after next. I think that was it. Yeah, that was the last Friday movie. It was the third Friday movie in the series, and it has been 12 years since then. And in a recent AMA, a Reddit AMA, that's the thing, Reddit is a website where it's just like funny pictures and cool stuff and interesting stuff. And a lot of celebrities go on something called Ask Me Anything, which is they allow all the Reddit users to ask them any question they'll answer. And recently he answered a fan's question about the fourth Friday movie, which I didn't know was even happening, but apparently it is. And he just said that the next Friday movie is caught in development hell at New Line Cinema. And he says, pray that we get it out of there. So there is, you know, a Friday 4 somehow in the works, but it's in development hell. By that, it means that it's probably not even going to happen. It happened in so many movies, like Uncharted right now is one of the movies stuck in that position. Deadpool, it's been developed completely. But nobody, until Fox gives a go, they're not going to be doing anything, and they're still stuck in development. So, I mean, I like Friday. I like the Friday movies. They're all pretty funny, but is a fourth one would be as funny? I don't know.
Well, I feel like the only thing that's really going to save this production is that it's been such a while since one has been released.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
And hopefully it's not one of those, like, every really new, different new things, so it's not going to be probably whack. So it's Black Attack movies, and they have to come up with, like, a different five-minute series. So it's been so long, I feel like people will be like, oh, shit, they're coming back, so maybe it's good. I don't know, we'll take this cover. Or whatever.
And Ice Cube, I mean, Ice Cube did a really awesome job when he was in 21 Jump Street. He was pretty funny, you know?
You think so? I just thought he was racist.
That's the whole point. He was hilarious. He was just, but
they took, like, a natural, like, permanent, like
anger look.
Yeah, like, his forehead and his eyebrows.
I think he does it on purpose. I mean, remember, he was a rapper, and his whole thing about when he was a rapper was he was supposed to act like he was a thug and everything. He was supposed to be intimidating. And he was supposed to scare people. That's what he was trying to do.
So
yeah, of course he is intimidating, but I mean, I would see a movie.
I'm kind of glad he somewhat left the music game and wanted to do things. But he's pretty funny, decent movies, you know, family-friendly kind of stuff. So he has a minute.
Sure, I guess. Sure. If you did like Are We There Yet, then
I did.
I was just annoyed. But yeah, Ice Cube. I think he should stick with comedy movies. That's what he should do. So, I don't know, this is really kind of news. This is just something I wanted to bring up. So this Riddick, if anybody remembers the Riddick movie that just came out, last year, whatever. The female lead in it was someone by the name Katie Stackhoff. She was this blonde chick and stuff. She's been in other stuff. She's probably mostly known for her roles in Battlestar Galactica. Fans of that show.
No.
Yeah, that's what she's known for. And she's also up for that new Expendables movie that it's just about the It's like Expendables, but just a female Expendables, and she's in that movie. But apparently, she's also a huge nerd. She loves comic books. She loves tons of things, and she has always said how she wanted to play, like, a different villains and stuff, and she even auditioned to play Wonder Woman, but they told her that she's just not the right fit for Wonder Woman and stuff, and yeah. But now she's, like, I'm talking about her, it's because she says she wants to play Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn is, let's say, this nurse who got obsessed with the Joker. And she became kind of like the Joker's sidekick. Joker doesn't really care for her, but she cares for the Joker a lot. And she's actually a pretty cool villain, if you would say. I mean, she's not the smartest of villains. She's not like a villain you'd be afraid of, but she's pretty cool. She's a villain you'd like to see on screen. And I would like to see a live-action version of Harley Quinn, and she's saying she would love to play Harley Quinn. She would give away her firstborn to play Harley Quinn. I quote that. That's not me. I don't know. If you guys don't know who she is, if you don't know how she looks like, I don't think she would totally fit the role. But I don't know. So many people thought that Heath Ledger wouldn't fit the role of the Joker, and look how that turned out. You know, reserve judgment, but she's done voice acting and some of the Batman stuff, and there's maybe a possibility she might be considered to go into the Batman universe somehow, and, you know, in the DC universe. And I would like to see a live-action Harley Quinn. So, you know, if somebody's up for it, then yeah. And on top of that, she's going to be covered in makeup half the time, so don't worry about it. It doesn't matter how she looks. Just see how she performs. That would be cool. That's just a little thing there. So, now this is some Avengers 2 Age of Ultron news. Not only is Age of Ultron, like, shooting in London, it's going to shoot some scenes in South Africa. I don't know what they're going to be doing there. I really don't know. I don't know much about, you know, the Marvel Universe itself. I know more about, like I was talking about earlier, the Ultimate Universe. I know a decent amount, but I don't know who they would go to South Africa for. Maybe they're going to go recruit some other hero. Where is the Black Panther from, though? He's from the Amazons or something like that. Yeah, never mind. But, yeah, he's the script. I mean, at least the script for this movie, the first draft was, like, handed in before the summer last year. And now it's been reworked, and now it's in some hands. It says apparently it's in hands of some people, like Jeremy Renner, who plays Clint Barton, or Hawkeye, if you prefer. But apparently this movie is going to, some of the shots are going to be shot in South Africa, and I don't know what they're going to be doing there. I'm trying to, like, think of something, but there's a, maybe it's most likely just, like, them looking for a new hero. Some, you know, they're going to, the SHIELD is always doing that, and I think that, yeah, it might be Black Panther, hopefully, because I really like Black Panther. He's, like, a total badass. I mean, he doesn't talk at all, because he's, like, mute, but he's really, really awesome. So maybe this is a possibility. Maybe they're going to introduce Black Panther in there. So there's a possibility that Black Panther might be in the Age of Ultron, or not, and it's just complete crap. And the last bit of news is not really that much, but it's just Batman versus Superman is going to be, or Man of Steel, is going to be shooting in Michigan and stuff. And some shoot details about over there and everything what they're doing. And there's a budget and everything. It's like $131 million. That was what one of the claims were, that it is $131 million budget. That's a pretty decent budget. It would have to make quite a bit of money to at least make a profit out of that. So we'll see. Most likely it will. If it's Batman and Superman in a movie together, people will definitely go see this movie. So we'll see. And that actually about wraps it up for this news for, you know, this past week and everything. And, actually, one more. Edgar Wright, you know, the director and writer of Ant-Man. He also did Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, Hot Fuzz, what's it called? The World's End and everything. He has just teased some stuff about Ant-Man, and he's by showing off his homework. It's the homework apparently is the Avengers: Earth's Mightiest Heroes. It's a show, an animated series. He posted a still, a screenshot of the episode to steal an Ant-Man, and the caption is just homework. And it shows Lang, I forgot who Lang was, stealing the helmet from Hank Pym. Huh. So is this like a probably something that we might see going up, you know, in the Ant-Man movie? Will this be a possible, you know, clue to the plot and synopsis of like this whole movie? Maybe. Apparently it's. If I didn't mention this before, the Ant-Man is going to be sort of like a heist movie, which is interesting, a heist movie with superheroes. Let's see how that goes. I mean, that sounds like a pretty cool stuff, but maybe the whole, you know, idea for this movie is hidden in that episode or just in plain sight, who knows. But yeah, I think that about wraps it up for movie news this week. Really. Really slow week.
Well, it has been the holidays, you know. There's
yeah.
There's so much being in production right now.
Slow week, but big thing.
Coming up. I don't know what part of it's coming up. But
yeah, there's a few pilots, and the CW is having a pilot. Like this one called The 100.
Oh, HBO, the one with called Ballers, the one with Mark Wahlberg and The Rock. Yeah, they're actually shooting down here in Miami this month. It's an HBO pilot. It's called The Ballers or something like that. I guess The Rock and Mark Wahlberg have been teaming up to put productions down here. So
I thought The Rock was going to retire and go to wrestling. He said that. These people say they retire. They're never going to retire.
That's true. Like, so people can be more crazy about their productions. Oh, my God, I'm going to go see his last movie because he's going to retire. Yeah, so whatever.
Some people say they're going to retire. But it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But, if anybody fans of Sherlock, Sherlock Series 3 has premiered January 1st, of 2014, and the second episode has premiered yesterday, and I watched both of them. They are great, great episodes, great show. And the third one's coming out this Sunday coming up. So that's going to be really awesome. And if you're not a fan of Sherlock or have never heard of it, better look it up. Sherlock is a 21st century version of Sherlock Holmes, the miniseries. If you have Netflix, look it up, or if not, just look it up either way. It's really awesome stuff. I kind of wanted also to mention the Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
There's lots of controversy among this movie for some reason. I still haven't been able to see it. I want to go see it. It looks fantastic, of course, but a lot of controversy on it because it's very vulgar. People didn't expect it. And apparently it's so different from what you would see in the trailer that it's like almost an entirely different movie. And a lot of the audience left the movie, didn't like it. You know, currently right now, I think on Rotten Tomatoes, it has like a 77%. That's not bad, but that's what people would say a little mediocre, the percentage. Like the movie itself is a little mediocre, but the thing is, I don't think it's that percentage would mean that. It's just that the reviews are kind of split in half, with some, you know, reviewers saying that they like it, or some reviewers saying that they loved it, and then other reviewers saying they hated it, or some reviews in between that are just like, there's some parts of this movie that don't work, some of it do. I don't know, this movie looked just fantastic, and really, you're going into an R-rated movie. What the hell did you expect? Like, did you seriously think it was going to be all nice and flowers and stuff and not all this swearing and drug use and alcoholism and all this crap and everything? What did you expect? That, of course, it's going to happen, but people really need to just shut up. It's just a damn movie. It's not doing anything. Just relax. You don't like the movie, that's it. Don't go crazy over it. Lighten up. Movies are movies.
Sure are. All right, so we are reaching our time here. I'd like to thank you all so much for tuning in today.
Make sure you follow Robert at, everywhere pretty much. You know, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, anything. I mean, you do the / The Real Robert AH. Pretty much all there. You can find him on our website, thesashamarinashow.com, under topics, his column, that's the movie. And, you know, pretty much we post up each of his segments, which is every Monday. We did miss last Monday. We apologize for that. But hey, whatever. And just make sure you tune into his other episodes or every week he speaks about new things and what's currently going on. So thank you so much for tuning in today, guys. Make sure you follow Robert on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, whatever it may be, The Real Robert AH. And that's pretty much it. So thank you guys for tuning in, and Happy New Year. Hopefully this will be with more prosperous things coming towards the Sasha Marina Show. So stay tuned. Always on our website. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm always posting up things at Sasha Marina. So that's pretty much it. Thank you so much, and bye-bye.